From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Early in-person voting is exploding in New Jersey with more than 1.3 million votes already cast in advance of Tuesday's election. According to an analysis by an Associated Press researcher, that brings statewide turnout so far to 20% of registered voters. In the first 5 days of the early voting period, more than 632,000 voters cast in-person ballots. More Republicans are taking advantage of early in-person voting, but the Democrats have an edge in ballots mailed. National polls are calling for a close presidential race next week. A new Rutgers-Eagleton poll finds that things are not expected to be very tight, though, in the Garden State.
The poll finds some pretty comfortable leads for Democrats right now in New Jersey.
Seem to be that New Jersey will once again go in the blue column when it comes to the presidential and when it comes to the Senate and possibly a number of these generic down-ballot congressional races.
Ashley Koning, director of the Eagleton Center for Public Interest Polling at Rutgers, says nearly 8 in 10 registered voters claim that they're casting a vote in this election.
I don't think it's so much of a surprise that we're seeing some pretty high numbers.
The outlook on the nation is bleak. About 70% of Jersey voters believe the U.S. has gone off on the wrong track. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Is the election stressing you out? Join the club. A survey from the American Psychological Association finds nearly 70% of Americans are stressed about the U.S. presidential election. For those looking to reduce their stress, one mental health expert says laying off social media is important.
For a lot of people, that's not relaxing. And so thinking about having some limits around that.
The poll finds 73% of people are stressed about the economy. The race for the New Jersey U.S. Senate seat vacated by Bob Menendez won't actually be much of a race, according to new poll results at a Fairleigh Dickinson University. Poll director Dan Cassino says Democrat Andy Kim leads his Republican opponent Curtis Bashaw by 18 points.
People don't know much about what's going on with these candidates. They don't know much about this race. And as a result, they're just going to vote partisanship. And in New Jersey, that means the Democrats are going to win.
Cassino says if President Biden were on the top of the ticket, Kim may not have had as much of an advantage. October is likely to go down in history as the driest month ever in New Jersey, going back at least 130 years. And it follows a September that was the third driest on record. Fire danger remains extremely high. All open burning is banned, including bonfires and fire pits. Meantime, hundreds of wildfires continue to burn or smolder in New Jersey, with many sparking up in the last month as dry conditions have turned forest floors into tinderboxes. The latest is the Halloween fire that broke out in downtownship Cumberland County Thursday night, charring 100 acres. Three men accused of carrying out the deadly home invasion of a Cumberland County prosecutor's office detective sergeant.
Prosecutors say Nyshawn Mutcherson, Jared Brown, and Richard Willis are all charged with first-degree counts of murder and murder during the commission of burglary. A fourth person, Cynthia Pimentel of Paulsboro, is charged with hindering an investigation, obstruction of justice, and tampering with evidence. 51-year-old Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley was shot and killed in her own Bridgeton home on October 15th. She was memorialized and laid to rest over the weekend. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Police in South Brunswick warning about a series of attempted home invasions, all connected to high-end vehicle thefts. Police say it's evidence of the growing home invasions threat in the state. Thieves spot a vehicle they want and break into a home, hoping to find the key fob. Jersey landlords and property managers are acting immorally and probably illegally, according to a bill that's moving through the state legislature. It would ban the use of price-setting algorithms that critics say are determining rents across multiple buildings, driving up prices and reducing competition.
The measure says it's a violation of the New Jersey Antitrust Act for landlords to coordinate prices using rent-setting software. Pat Garofalo with the American Economic Liberties Project says New Jersey can become the first state to ban the practice.
To be clear, this doesn't prevent market research. What this prevents is someone synthesizing data to come up with a revenue maximizing number that is then shared with multiple participants in the market.
A class action lawsuit and a suit by the Justice Department go after the property management software company RealPage and its rent setting algorithm. The company tells Jersey lawmakers it's ready to get into court because it's not breaking the law. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Around 60,000 Wawa branded beverage tumblers are under recall due to a laceration hazard posed by the product's metal straw.
According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the metal straw inside the now recalled tumblers can cut a user's mouth or cut a user's fingers. 4 injuries have been reported to date. The commission is urging consumers to immediately stop using these metal straws and contact the product's distributor, Halo Branding Solutions, for a silicone replacement. If a customer wants to return the tumbler as well, they can receive a $15 refund in the form of a gift card. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey woman accused of faking her child's cancer treatments just to delay her criminal case.
The Ocean County prosecutor says 37-year-old Alicia Campbell of Mays Landing was charged on Tuesday with forgery and similar offenses. Prosecutors said Campbell forged a letter from a doctor claiming her child was receiving treatments for leukemia in Texas, but prosecutors now say it was a ruse so that a judge would delay her ongoing criminal case. Campbell was charged in March 2023 with stealing $175,000 from the senior living community where she worked. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Under a proposed law advanced by Jersey legislators, rental car companies have to advise customers to unpair their phones when returning a vehicle. Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia says this doesn't go far enough. Not all customers are tech savvy.
What makes them any more capable or able to be able to delete something than the actual provider of the service and the vehicle?
The original version of the bill forced rental car companies to remove the data after a vehicle is returned. How would you like to smell Thanksgiving side dishes all year round? New Jersey-based Campbell's has announced it's launching a limited edition candle collection that smells like the company's favorite holiday side dishes. And that includes green bean casserole, jalapeno cheddar mac and cheese, apple fennel and herb stuffing, and everything bagel seasoned mashed potatoes. The candles will be available for purchase starting November 18th. They are $30 each. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content is available anytime on demand through the NJ 101.5 smartphone app. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ101.5.com this weekend. You join Eric Scott Monday morning for New Jersey's First News at 5:30, then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.